You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Keith
Johnson. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Miami After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Miami After Show.
Woo! Hey, everybody. Bing is for doing, and tonight we are doing another Real Housewives of Miami After Show. We're going to be recapping Season 2, Episode 12, which is called Parents Fly Down. I'm sorry, Parents Fly South. That's what it's called. Uh-huh. And I'll be your host, Molly Harper, and I'll let my lovely co-hosts introduce themselves.
Hi, everybody. I'm Michelle Renee.
Hi there. I'm Jake Dupree.
And tonight we're going to be missing Kristen Carney. Unfortunately, she could not be with us, but she's here in spirit. And I'm sure thinking about nothing but the housewives, of course, like we all do. So tonight was a really interesting episode. There was so much that happened.
Finally, we have a Real Housewives of Miami episode that happened, that a lot happens in. I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah.
Well, the last few episodes have been jam-packed.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, this is my favorite Housewives episode of the season.
Yes,
of the season.
I agree with that.
Better than Beverly Hills at this point for me. Do you have a feeling?
No. I mean, I liked... Are you saying this show you like better than
I like this one better than Beverly Hills.
They're both airing right now.
I think Atlanta wrapped.
Atlanta's still going on.
Oh, is it still on? Mm-hmm. Okay, see, I don't watch that one.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Atlanta's good. You should watch Atlanta.
I know,
yeah.
I need to.
I thought you were saying this is your favorite episode of the season so far.
Oh,
but
no.
I really liked last 2 weeks. I don't know what week I'm in, but the episode where Thomas Kramer cussed everyone out. That
was good. Yeah.
That's neither here nor there. But
well, it's cool because I feel like this show is really picking up, and I have high hopes that it will return again next season.
I do too. Yeah. I think they have a lot of drama that could continue on for several seasons. Big time. I think they need to cut a few mm-hmm. of the ladies, but other than that, I think there's some great, great, juicy stuff going on.
And I see some moves by characters trying to up their drama because they know they're on the cutting.
They're like, I got to get this
block.
Next season.
Yeah. Who do you think is on the chopping block?
Anna.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably about it.
Mm-hmm. Not Marisol. Because of Elsa.
They won't get rid of Elsa. They'll be like, I guess
it'd be funny if they got rid of Marisol. Like, Elsa.
I would like that a lot. Mm-hmm. I think they maybe should add Elaine and Lauren, the transgender lady, to be housewives. I think they'll be amazing. I don't know why Bravo hasn't done that before, like have a gay or a transgender or somebody a little bit different to be a housewife.
Yeah, I think, good idea. But they can just get rid of Marisol and then give Elsa her own show. And then so it works out perfectly.
It's gotta be called something like Predicting the Future with Mama Elsa or something. Like something's gotta have like a little bit of like future telling
seances or fortune telling with Mama Elsa,
something like that.
Well, I mean, there was so much to cover, there's so much to talk about, but one of the main themes that we kind of thought happened in this episode was a lot happened around the table. We saw, oh my God, so many. If you even want to include the doctor's table, we saw Karen holding Rodolfo hostage with that, what do they call it? Cleansing.
Cleaning his teeth. Yeah.
I think she was holding him hostage. She was like, okay, I'm going to open up your mouth and stick tools in your mouth so I can talk to you about how I want to get married and you can't talk back. That was awkward.
Because if he does disagree, she can just like stab him in the cheek or something.
Oh yeah. I also noticed that she wasn't wearing latex gloves. And I don't know about you guys, but my dentist wears latex gloves when they do that.
I think it was definitely just an opportunity for her to promote her business.
I think
that's
so
what
too.
It seemed like to me.
Yeah.
They were just, I feel like they're just such an acty couple. Like, we are so happy and we are just loving each other so much. I just don't understand, like, their whole dynamic. It's annoying to me to watch. Well, so I'm like, and exactly.
He's
like
an actor. So
that is true. And she wants to be, or supposedly is an actress,
she
quote
was,
unquote,
yeah.
or something.
You know, to be honest with you, watching Karen throw herself at him so much and get rejected is just kind of heartbreaking to watch at this point.
Yeah.
Because I do feel, personally, I find her annoying, but I don't wish anything bad for her. And I think that it's kind of heartbreaking to watch her get rejected by this man. And she's putting herself in such a vulnerable position, and she clearly wants children, and he's not going to do anything but break her heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's nothing but bad news. He's just slick and slimy and gross.
Yeah, there's a lot of slick, slimy, gross men in this series.
In this city.
In this
Miami,
city,
yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. So we had that. We had the triple date with Joanna and Roman and Lisa and Lenny and Rodolfo and Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you guys think of that?
I thought that was kind of a cool moment. I like when the guys had Rodolfo alone and they were kind of like giving him the 411, kind of like reading him a little bit with their like, they were kind of giving him the eyes a little bit, just testing him out. And I liked that. I thought that was really cool.
I thought it was interesting because we see so much drama with Joanna and Roman's relationship and they're not even married. Granted, they're engaged.
Right.
So, I mean, I thought that was interesting that they were kind of giving him the third degree. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Fifth degree. I don't know.
Yeah.
Third degree.
They were giving him a hard time.
Yes.
And it was also interesting seeing them act as a team for once, which we really haven't seen them do.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like ever since their big blowout fight that they're finally kind of like trying to work on those bridges that have been burned between the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe that's good to see other people in a bad relationship. So they're like, maybe we're not so bad after all.
Right. Exactly.
But with judging all these relationships, though, like, in real time, like, now, supposedly Joanna and Roman aren't together. And then we know that Karen and her guy, what's
Rodolfo.
His name? Rodolfo. Like, they aren't together anymore.
Right.
So it's kind of, it ruins the show for me because it's kind of like, well, y'all are working together as a team now, but.
And you already know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We know how it ends.
Right.
Hopefully for the better for them.
It seems like for the show's publicity, it'd be great if they kept things like that under wraps until the finale's aired.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to watch it knowing, well, they're going to break up anyways.
Exactly.
Because you'd be more invested in it if you didn't think that.
It'd be fun to see, like, what would happen. Because clearly we're all, like, rooting against both their relationships, I feel like, on this panel. We're all saying, like, they need to split up. Their couples need to split up. So it kind of stinks to know that they're actually split up.
Karen and
Joanna are both split up from. They're both
Joanna
up.
And Roman are done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
well,
I wasn't.
Well, I'll get to that. In,
yeah, more on that later.
Okay, you'll get into that. No. Okay, great. And then we had Lisa's Seder.
Yes.
Which I thought she did a really good job, and it was really tasteful, and I liked her speech, and it was funny hearing about everybody being a. Immigrant.
An immigrant, yeah. That was
where
really cool.
is she from, though? That was my question. I thought she was American.
She is. She is. I think she was the only non-immigrant.
Oh, okay.
I think she immigrated from the Playboy house.
Yeah. Or like a pool in Las Vegas. Yeah. And they were like, you're an American.
Well, she was in Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think she was a bunny. I don't know if she lived in the house.
She looked good. I saw the pictures. I didn't see like the nudity. Or did
I? I want to see them.
I don't know.
Yeah. I got to check this out.
They're online.
I got to bang it and check it out.
Yeah. There's a lot of pictures.
Mm.
But right. Yeah, you can see, as you mentioned, you can see Lisa before all the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Do you think she looks better now or before?
I think she looks better before.
Really? Because I find her so attractive. I just think she's gorgeous.
I wish we had a picture to bring up, but maybe next week.
Yeah.
Show it up.
We had Adriana and, well, we had Fredrik's anniversary party, which Adriana put together, and I thought that was beautiful.
That was so nice.
It was nice.
I really enjoy him. I think that I'm so glad that she has somebody like that, because he's just so calm and like, whatever. Joanna needs somebody like that to compliment her, because I feel like they're both kind of fiery, like they attack each other all the time. But Fredrik, he has such patience for her. And that's exactly what Adriana needs in a relationship.
Do you think it's too much patience? Because it surprises me that his parents and grandparents were married for 50 plus years and that he's in a relationship with someone who doesn't want to get married to him. Like, it seems to me that he would want to get married and want to, you know, have the same lifestyles that they did.
Well, if it's a second marriage, I mean, I know it would be her second
marriage.
Oh,
it's a second marriage.
And I don't know. I'm not sure if it would be a second marriage for him.
I think so.
But if it were, then I guess I could see him waiting.
Yeah.
And being a little bit more casual about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Adriana did a tasteful toast. She did a good job with the dinner. It was beautiful. And, you know, her performance at the end, maybe it's a little weird to get like halfway naked in front of your, you know, boyfriend's parent, in front of your potential in-laws.
We saw lots of awkward interactions with in-laws, yeah, including Roman getting in bed with his underwear,
okay,
with Joanna's mother. I think that's kind of fun just because I'm like, it's progressive. Things don't always have to be so PC and by the book. I feel like it's kind of cool that they share this like intimate relationship where they can just be like who they are. I think that's kind of cool.
I thought it was cute. And
you
playful.
Thought it was cute. Okay.
I mean, it is kind of creepy.
I can't even imagine. Okay. If my husband got into his underwear and jumped into bed with me and my sister and my mom, it would never happen. That's all I have to say. It would never happen. So to me, it weirded me out. But I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cute to see how they have, I guess, total freedom.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then around the table, we saw Mary Soul and Elaine.
Yes.
What did you guys think of that?
What criteria does he use to decide whether or not he's going to be in drag or out of drag? Because I didn't know if that meeting was, like, why would you waste, like, 6 hours of your life getting in full drag
snatching
to
that
go
face
to her office and have this conversation?
I have a feeling he was proving a point, and it's, bitch, I can look prettier than you. So watch what you say. Because honestly, he did. He looks great.
Yeah, his makeup is
is amazing. Like, amazing.
Yeah.
The outfit, I can deal without. Those patches. I'm like, Michael Jackson did it better. Give it back.
I mean, look at those lips.
Yeah.
What does that say about me that I find Elaine attractive?
I mean, he is a very attractive
female.
He looks good out of drag too. Like, he's an attractive man
who's had a lot of work done.
Yeah,
the only thing with Elaine, I'm like, you are fabulous, like head to toe except for the wig. It's like eyebrows down. You're fabulous.
The fake pillow ass that he has in there, like,
but
it looks like one of those butts that they put. Have you ever seen a guy that's like doing drag, but they're trying to do it like funny, like, you know, and they put like a pillow in their butt, mm-hmm, and they, you know, walk, you know, with like a little cane. I don't know. I have an image in my head. It looks like he has a pillow in his butt.
I mean, I'm sure he has some sort of padding because they do that. You know, drag queens do that.
They pad.
Uh-huh.
Well, because he's not a transvestite. He still has male parts.
Man parts.
So he's just dressing up. Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe he's padding.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he just has a big old Kim Kardashian booty.
It's, I don't know, to each his own, I guess.
Yes.
It just cracked me up that in that scene, I felt like he looked a lot better than she did.
I just think she was really nervous. I mean, she doesn't like confrontation at all, which is, I'm like, you're on Housewives. Like, you got to enjoy confrontation, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
But I hope that they're putting an end to this whole drama thing. I wish that would really be the olive branch between the two of them.
Yeah.
Just to, like, end it.
Yeah, I'm kind of bored with their argument.
Yeah.
It's too much outside stuff that we haven't experienced on the show.
Yeah.
And so it's just pointless, you know, for the
exactly
viewer to be on the tail end of their argument that we don't know the text that happened between her and the shoe designer. Like, mm-hmm, we don't.
That's a really good point. We're not invested in it,
yeah,
because we haven't really seen it go down.
I feel like we could actually pick sides if we had seen something, like maybe, mm-hmm, Marisol calling her and being like, don't hire them or something, you know, one of the instances that Elaine accuses her of.
Yeah,
I wish that we could see that.
She said at this point. She said, she said.
She said, she said.
He said, I don't know.
She said, she said.
Elaine is throwing me off.
I think Anna did said that last week or something. Like, he said, he, she said, whatever.
It's hilarious.
Well, were there any other moments like that? We talked about the date. We talked about the dinner. We talked about the anniversary party. We talked about the...
What about the pool party at Leah's house for her son?
Oh, yeah, of course.
They have the conversation about Marisol around in the living room.
And you guys know how I feel about Leah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like her.
Yeah.
But I did like... I respected her in that moment because she said, I don't feel comfortable talking about Leah behind her back.
Yeah.
Or, I mean...
Marisol.
Marisol.
Marisol behind her back.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? That's a very mature way of handling it, and I can't say I would do the same. I was like, I have to respect her for that.
I'm glad that she kind of just like cut it. She was like, don't talk about it. Just, if you're going to confront her to her face, and that's it.
Yeah, and she's a big...
That's admirable.
I like that she's an equal opportunity, I guess, advocate for whoever's not there, because she's not best of friends with Marisol, but she said that about Marisol in this episode. And then last week when Marisol was kind of talking bad about Elaine, she did the same thing. Like, he's not here, so nip it in the bud.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, maybe because her husband's a defense attorney, she's like, if you can't defend yourself, we shouldn't talk about you.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Maybe. And she's learned some good lessons from him.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of cool.
I think that was I think that was the few roundtable meetings that they all had. There was a lot of that this episode, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, there was. It was good. So, you know what I was just thinking of, a great segue. When I saw Elaine's wig. If you're looking for some great holiday shopping, maybe you're going to get some wigs or flair for some of your friends. Although that sounds more like a gag gift, less than a holiday shopping gift. But I know I'm going to do mine, and you guys should do yours. You can just go to AfterBuzzTV.com, click on the Amazon logo, and that'll take you directly to Amazon, and you can do all of your holiday shopping. And there are some perks on Amazon as well as far as shipping and all that good stuff. So you just have to go through the AfterBuzz website. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it gives us a little kickback and helps us out while helping you out at the same time. So that's it.
Yay!
I use Amazon Prime personally. Free shipping, hey! Okay, so let's talk about mamas.
There were a lot of mamas
in this episode. We met a lot of mamas. We met a lot of mamas on this episode. I think some... first mama we met was Lisa's mother-in-law. Yikes.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so
right.
You're not married. You're not married. Mm-mm. Okay, I am.
Yes.
All I have to say is I could not marry anybody if my mother-in-law were like her.
I agree. I agree with that.
She was meddling.
Yeah.
Meddling mother.
Mm-hmm.
Like, telling her what? About the cleaning, about the preparing the kitchen,
and
about the
being the woman
flowers.
In the house. I was like...
Oh, my God. Having a key...
That's the issue, that the main issue I have. I'm like, how does your mother-in-law have a key to your house? I would be like,
Well,
no,
I can maybe understand that, but I just expected her to knock when she got there. Well, like, maybe have a key for emergencies.
Ding dong, hello,
or something. But if the people are actually inside the house, just knock.
rather than open, hey, I'm here.
Exactly. Or call, do you mind if I come over?
Text.
Is that what
I'm outside. Open the door.
Or you shouldn't just, I feel like you shouldn't come over unannounced. In general,
oh,
in any situation.
God.
Wow. I feel bad for Lisa. Well, I don't feel bad for Lisa, because let's face it, she gets a pretty nice mansion and a pretty good hookup.
I mean, she's got the real
with.
Deal.
Yeah,
like,
I
she's
would
got
deal.
Ideal life.
I would deal with a mother-in-law from hell.
You would?
That, yeah.
Okay. Maybe I would. And the other thing is, she's like, oh, hi, mama-in-law. I'm just going to leave you with Daisy, so I'm going to leave and go to, what's this island they're going
Bimini.
To?
Bimini. Yeah, is that Bimini. What it's called? Yeah.
Yeah. So she choreographed that pretty well. But wow. So Lenny's mom is a handful. And okay, then we met Joanna's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
was emotional.
That was. I feel like we all got to see like a different side of Joanna, like the real side of the way she is, so confrontational and like at people. I feel like we finally got to see the reason why she compensates so much all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that brought chills to my spine when we were watching it. I got kind of
I don't
sad.
Like to see moms cry. That's like one of my pet peeves. I just hate that. It makes me so sad.
It made me have a little bit more respect for Joanna, because I think we've seen her behave pretty immaturely.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, immaturely. That's not really a word, is it?
Mm. I think
I
so.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really the person I ask, but I think so.
She hasn't been that mature so far on this season. And that made me have a lot of respect for her, because obviously seeing her mother heartbroken growing up, taking care of her mom's happiness and her sister, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. And
she basically had to be the mom.
Yeah. We saw a softer side of Joanna. I think we got to understand who she was a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think it definitely explains her relationship with her sister. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it explains her relationship with Roman, though. Like, I didn't really get that parallel in, like, how acting like a mom, like, affects your relationships. Affects you getting drunk and then...
lashing
like,
out at your significant other.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I get that.
I had this conversation with a friend recently about dealing with issues from your past and how you go forward, like, moving on past that. And what I always believe is your past can affect you, but you don't have to let it just take over your life mm-hmm. and affect everything that you do. Like you learn from it and then you move on and get better. And I think that's where maybe Joanna needs to tweak it just a little bit, is to learn from the past and be like, I have a man that loves me and it's great. And just go with that. And I know that's easier said than done, yeah. but.
And I think for her, it will start with the drinking. When she stops drinking so much, she's not going to have as many problems, mm-hmm. hopefully. But I think that as far as her relationship with Roman, I don't know if it's so much about being the mother character in the family, but as it is when she said that her dad was never around, she might harbor some anger towards men in some mm-hmm. way. Maybe she mm-hmm. takes it out on him because she's pretty rude to him.
Yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or most of the time.
At really inappropriate moments too.
Exactly. So maybe she's harboring some of that resentment towards her dad and taking it out on him because he's the man in her life now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't
point.
Know. But only a psychologist, like psychiatrist, I don't know.
Joanna,
else.
Come on the show and we'll yeah. diagnose you.
Yeah.
yeah. We have our clipboards, so that's part of it.
Yes, exactly. It makes us look so official. and...
Mothers, other mothers.
Oh,
Elsa, of course.
Elsa, of course. Okay.
Share what you said about Mama Elsa in regards to herself with the other mothers.
Whenever Mama Elsa walked into Lisa's house... I just saw it in her face. I mean, well, I didn't mean to say that, but I just saw it. She's thinking, like, I'm so much better and more fierce and fabulous than these other women here, even though her, like, face is botched. I think she...
You saw it in her frozen face?
Yes, yeah, that she just felt superior, like she was above this. They're like, where are you from? And what'd she say?
I'm from Cuba.
Just so nonchalantly.
I'm from Cuba.
Can you say that like 3 more times? Because that was amazing.
I am from Cuba. It's like you can't really enunciate at all. It's just like...
It's like she's so bored with everybody.
Yeah.
Like I'm already bored by you when I walked through the door.
I love it though. Right. I love Mom. I really enjoy Mama Elsa. The first season of this show was like, I don't get that. I'm like, you look like a crazy cat. Like some like deranged cat. But I really enjoy her.
Me too.
I think she's hilarious.
I don't know if you guys heard, but Lisa Vanderpump from Beverly Hills Housewives is having her own show come out in January.
Yes.
And I really want Mama Elsa to have her own show.
That'd
could watch her all day now.
Yeah. I wish that Mama Elsa had, you know, a restaurant or something like Lisa has so she could be like, oh, well, this show is going to be about them, but really about me, you know? I think that'd be really funny.
Are you kidding? Could you see her dealing with people?
It would be amazing. It'd be hilarious.
Well, how about the weird interaction between Lenny's mom, Elsa, and Joanna's mom about politics? Okay, Lenny's mom, you never bring up politics right when you first meet someone. That's
no,
like etiquette number 101 or whatever.
That is just strange.
Yeah, I said this about, what's his name? Thomas Kramer. And this mm-hmm. is probably like really offensive to like immigrants. But I feel like people from other countries and cultures sometimes don't understand the social norms of America. So I think maybe she just is like, you know, I'm going to say whatever I want to say. Like
the other women, though, were also immigrants and seemed to kind of want to shut it down. I mean, Mama Elsa was like,
everybody has a problem.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And then Joanna's mom
just
said,
I don't talk politics.
Yeah.
She
said,
Because she didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
I don't think it's because she's like, oh, I no, that's in poor taste. I think she was kind of like,
Obama who?
Yeah.
Oh, remember she said, I'm not a politician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
we
like,
know
we,
that.
We understand.
Yeah, I don't know.
We
sorry,
do get
immigrants.
That.
No offense to you. Yeah.
It was funny. It was cute.
Let's not forget Frederick's parents because I think they are fabulous. 50 years in
the
making.
They were
that's
great.
Amazing. And they both seem to have very... amazing career past careers, like
yes.
working on films with Jacques Cousteau and then his dad and then his mom being really good friends with Dior.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah they're a very classy family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know,
they were
how Adriana fits into that.
They'd be really cool and they'd be really cool in-laws, I feel like.
Yeah,
yes they would. I liked them a lot.
Yeah.
I thought Adriana looked gorgeous. I love her style, her boho. She's kind of like boho chic mm-hmm. style. I love
She doesn't
it.
Care necessarily, I feel like. I don't feel like she puts as much effort as the other housewives do, like on their makeup and hair all the time.
Yeah.
Like in her interviews, her hair's always done perfect. But in real life, when
Not
she's
really.
Just out, she's like, meh, whatever.
Miami's tough on the hair, though. The climate
there. It's humid
there,
as hell.
It's
humid.
Mm-hmm. And it's bad on the face, too. Like, if you have oily skin, you got to keep a blot and cold with you or something.
Child, you know what I do.
Oh, I don't.
Um, Any other parent things? Comments?
Karen's mom, she's always around, so she was in this episode a little bit.
And interesting she didn't get invited to these. Well, Karen wasn't there, I guess.
Well, she was at the one at Lisa's house.
Yes,
so
the
she
Seder.
Was just kind of in the background.
Yeah. She didn't have much to
she
say.
Didn't say much,
yeah. I guess when it doesn't come to Rodolfo, when the conversation is about Rodolfo, she doesn't have much to say.
Right. I hate him. Was
yeah,
there?
I hate him.
When Lisa gave her toast at the Seder, I was kind of wondering and sitting on pins and needles, no pun intended because of the acupuncture, wondering if she was going to announce that she was pregnant, but
I wish. I think she'd be such a cute little mom.
She would.
It'd be precious.
Do you all think that it's realistic that her marriage may end if she doesn't have children?
I think that she's just thinking of the extreme. Okay. I don't think that Lenny would leave her for that reason. Right. Do you think so?
I do.
You do?
I think it's likely he could. I think it's possible.
Yeah.
Because to me, Lenny is the kind of guy that marries... He married a trophy. She's a trophy wife.
For sure.
And... part of comes along that you don't have to work, you look gorgeous all day, but you have to have a kid. I mean, that's like part of the deal.
Yeah.
So I could kind of see it falling apart if she doesn't get pregnant, to be honest with you. I hate to say it, but I could.
I hope that's not the case for her. Poor thing.
I know. I hope not. I like her, but I just could see that happening. So we want to know what you guys think, speaking of. So it would really help us out, and we also truly appreciate it if you go on iTunes, download us, rate, and comment. We check the comments that you guys make and the ratings, whether they're flattering or not. And no, we truly do appreciate it, and it helps keep us going. So please take a moment to do that. It only takes a second of your time, and we really appreciate it. So, you guys, I think we should get into some of the relationships, as we've kind of touched on already, but a lot of tonight's episode had to do with love, marriage, kids, dating, engagement, divorce, everything.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, I kind of want to touch on Anna, because we haven't talked about her that much. Anna and her soon-to-be ex-husband. What do you guys think of that?
I think she needs to cut the cord and just get over it and move on, because he seems to be ready and... willing to move on except to pick up his damn laundry. Yeah. I just don't think that's okay.
It's rude. But,
yeah. But she seems to be okay with that, though. Kind of babying him a little bit.
Yeah. I think it makes her feel kind of... I think she wants to feel needed by him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, like, the only capacity she can have him in is, like, to do his laundry or cook him dinner. And so I think she's just holding on to that little... that last little bit that she has left in their relationship.
Do you guys think that... the way he was kind of flaunting his new relationship with the Colombian woman was a little bit rude or inappropriate, or no?
But Anna is also dating someone.
I know, but she doesn't seem to flaunt it in his face the way he does. I feel like he's kind of, I don't know, I don't find him very sensitive about it.
I think he likes the attention from Anna, so maybe he's like, if he can get a rise out of her. So I feel like Anna, he's trying to get her to best that girl, try to be better than her always, and they're both like competing. Like I'm sure he really loves that both these women are fighting over him.
Why does she want her to come to dinner? That was like strange to me.
To me, it's a manipulation factor, and I think she still wants to be a part of his life. And so she wants to meet the woman. She wants to be involved. She wants to be friends with the woman. I think it's weird. It's like, like you said, she needs to cut the cord.
Yeah.
Like, they can be cordial to each other, but I feel like once it's over, it's over. Let it be over.
Yeah. Do you guys also think his haircut needs to be over like she thought?
Ooh, mullet. Okay.
I've never seen him with it. I don't know what he looks like without it. This whole season, his hair has kind of been like that, right?
It's been bad.
So I don't really know what he looks like without it to give an opinion on that. But
I'm just thinking, I'm thinking of like typical short, like side part lawyer style. Let's do it.
It's Miami, though. They all kind of have longer hair, no?
A little bit of flair going on with
like
their hair.
Like Frederick, whatever.
Maybe he has long hair.
Yeah, he has longer hair.
But he's trying to cover that bald spot in the back of his head.
Donald Trump's not like swooping it back. Yeah.
He's just like combing it all backwards.
Yeah.
I feel like it's acceptable in Miami.
It is acceptable in Miami. I agree with that. It was just so funny how Anna's like, you have to cut that hair. I don't know.
It was very flirtatious, though. Like, that's something I would say to, like, a guy that I like. Like, you need to cut your hair, you know, don't you?
It's just, you're right.
It's, she's, yeah.
That's what women say to men that they
you
like.
You need to cut your hair.
Cut your hair.
I like that.
What do you guys think? I know you touched on we touched, or all of us kind of talked about Joanna and Roman.
It seems like they're in a better place based on this episode. I feel like they're trying to work on what they have and take it and be really simple with it and just have fun.
It was an interesting comment that Joanna made in the voiceover. She said, I'm just wondering when he's going to set the date.
I'm like, doesn't the bride set the date?
That's what I thought. Doesn't the bride go look at venues and say, okay, the venue is available on X, Y, and Z dates. Which one should we do? It just, it seems like she's letting him take control of the whole thing. And maybe she doesn't realize how she can step in and kind of help move this along.
Maybe she doesn't want to.
Maybe.
And the entire season, he's been blaming her for the reason why they're not getting married. He's like, she's too busy. She won't set a date. Like, she's always around doing movies, during fashion shows. So he's always been blaming her. So that's kind of interesting that she's then putting it on him.
Right.
You know?
It is.
Who's really at fault?
Mm-hmm.
And then Adriana opened up about her relationship with Frederick, saying that she's not ready. It's the opposite of what you usually hear a woman say. Usually the woman wants to have the relationship. And she said that she's not ready because she's been burned before. What do you guys think of that?
I think she needs to just marry him. He is so... I really love him. I think he's so sweet and cute and fun. I just think, I don't know what it is. Maybe she doesn't really like him, do you think?
I don't think she really likes him.
You think she's not passionate enough?
Yeah, I mean, based on what we see on the episodes, it's like, why wouldn't he be married to him?
Maybe he needs to finish that boat.
Maybe. She's like, I need some more.
And then she'd be like, yeah, I'll marry you.
Yeah, but that's what she said. It's like, he finishes the boat and then they'll get married. Once he finishes the boat, it'll be something else.
Uh-huh.
Like, now you do this and we'll get married. Like, they'll never, you know.
It's kind of weird. It's a little weird.
And she's
because
not
she's such a passionate woman in general. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've all seen the fire in her. She starts arguments. She's crazy. She's passionate. And then when it comes to her man, she's like, oh, I'm kind of holding off.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't know what it is about it. Maybe she, I honestly, I don't know if she genuinely likes him. But I see her tweet about him all the time being like, he's the best, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Interesting. And then obviously Karrant and Rodolfo, this is going to blow up, I think, next week.
Yes, I think that's, we can predict that that's not going to be a good situation.
Should we get into some predictions?
Or some...
news and gossip?
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, I told you, we talked about this earlier, but that Joanna and Roman are supposedly split up, and Lisa and Karrant did this interview on VH1 this morning about the two of them breaking up.
Wow.
But I saw them at Equinox, West Hollywood. I work there. At a gym, and they were there, and they were like kissing and cuddling and being sweet to each other. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know if they called off their engagement and they're just trying to work on what they have, but I feel like that needs to just end, the two of them. Also, Adriana's song Feel the Rush is the theme song for Real Housewives of Miami. Adriana sings that song. That's her song.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
And she performed at this club, Mansion, in Miami, and she had a nip slip while she was performing.
Okay.
There's lots of pictures. They're really classy.
She had some nip slips at Lisa's lingerie party,
yes.
If you guys remember.
That was infamous nip slip night. And then also, this is really interesting. This is a little bit of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills news as well. According to Joe Francis, Yolanda Foster, the new housewife, caught Joanna in bed with her former husband, Muhammad.
Oh,
and that's
my
what
God.
Ended their marriage.
Wow.
Joe Francis is claiming that. Joanna's camp denied it, but Yolanda Foster's camp, they didn't comment. So I'm thinking,
wow,
it's some real
that
stuff.
That is some good news.
That's
and
some
gossip
real
stuff right there.
I gotcha. And the last.
That is really good gossip.
I know. I really enjoyed that.
That Muhammad
article.
Gets around because he was also on Shaws of Sunset.
Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't
yes.
Think
yes.
I saw that.
And
always keeping a young lady. Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
I also saw that Elaine Lancaster, the drag queen, got caught drunk at 9 a.m. and was possibly arrested for being drunk.
Okay, I can believe that.
I can believe that.
Was he in drag or out of drag?
In drag.
Okay, yes.
That makes it better. And then this is really sad also. Lisa tweeted during the show that her boxer, you know, they showed at her house, he's passed away recently.
Oh, gosh.
And she said that it really was hard for her to see him, but she was really glad to see him so full of life on TV.
Aww,
so that's really sweet.
That's
Lisa, our hearts go out to you. Yes. But yeah, that's it for news and gossip.
Yay.
That
was some good news and
that's
gossip.
Some really, I feel like the Miami Housewives, they always have some good news and gossip. I love keeping up with them.
Oh, this just makes me want to live in Miami. All right, you guys.
Your After Buzz TV predictions.
Ooh.
Spooky. I feel like we need Mama Elsa here. Yeah.
Or like a crystal ball.
Yeah.
Or like that rice drawer that she had.
Yes. So do you want to get into some predictions?
Yes. I don't know if I have any.
I'm thinking that Karen and Rodolfo will break up. I'll predict the future.
I want to know how these women knew about that and Karen didn't.
It
looks like next week, from what we see, they're going to print some sort of news article or tabloid they found from the internet, maybe. I just feel like Karen's the kind of woman that's going to be researching her man constantly. How did she not know? Or do you think she knew, she kept it a secret and didn't think other people would find out?
I don't think she's the type to research a man. I think she's very naive and very trusting.
Okay.
My life is perfect.
Yeah.
That's what she would say.
Yeah, you're right.
Because whenever earlier in the season when he was texting Anna, she just blew it off and kind of was like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, he has to have female friends for his profession. Female fans.
To me, that's living in denial.
Yes.
Yeah, I think she's in denial. I think she just would be like, oh, well, he's a movie star. He loves me, and she wouldn't look into it.
It's sad. Well, here's the thing that's sad, and I can't wait to see next week's episode because I think it's going to be juicy, juicy, juicy,
juicy.
But I think that whenever you're confronted about, if all of your girlfriends are teaming up, or not even your girlfriends, because let's face it, they're not being very friendly
don't like
to her. Yeah. If all these women team up and tell you that this man that you're in love with is cheating on you, it's humiliating.
Yeah.
And again, my heart breaks for Karen a little bit. Despite how annoying she can be, I mean, she's still a human being, and I think that's
really embarrassing. Nobody's relationship should be exposed like that on national television.
No, it's horrible. Yeah. So, all right, you guys, I can't wait to talk about it more next week and see next week's episode. I'm your host, Molly Harper. You can find me on Twitter at Molly Comedy, and where can we find you guys?
You can find me on Twitter at Michelle Renee LA.
And you can find me on Twitter at Jake_Dupree, and also on the New Normal after show for AfterBuzz TV.
Awesome.
Yeah.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.